Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Awake, O Zion. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Oh, good God Almighty. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head stone of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Son of God, for Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, I'm truly thankful to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit for giving me another opportunity to open my mouth and to lift up his holy name. I also would like to thank you all whom the Lord has ordained to be tuned in this morning. For we know that the Lord is good, and all the time he's good. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I truly love my job. It's the Lord's doing. I'm just so grateful and thankful to be here, to be able to, a little old country boy whom they said wouldn't amount to nothing, that the Lord God Almighty have chosen me as an instrument to carry his holy name. And oh, praise be to his holy name. Getting to work in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 12th through the 14th verse, the Bible tells us, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know for a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land, and that it's not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. The Bible tells us in that 25th chapter of Genesis that Isaac, Abraham's son, the chosen one, the one whom the Lord God Almighty declared unto him that through his lines he would come forth. The Bible tells us that Isaac married Rebekah. He married Rebekah, but Rebekah was barren. And Isaac, he inquired unto the Lord. He prayed, and the Lord blessed Rebekah, and she conceived. But the Bible tells us inside of her womb, That was a struggle. Rebecca inquired unto the Lord as to what is this? The Lord revealed unto Rebecca, inside of you there's two nations. The Lord tells us then thereafter Esau was born. They were twins, and then came out Jacob holding on to Esau's heel. The Bible said Esau was red and hairy, and he was a hunter. But Jacob, he was a plain man that dwelleth in the tent. The Bible also tells us in Genesis, the 32nd chapter, that this same Jacob was out all along, and it was there that he wrestled with the angel, and the angel told him, let me go, for morning is here. But Jacob said, I would not let you go until you bless me. And he asked Jacob, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thy power with God and with man, and has prevailed. Oh, good God Almighty. The Bible tells us that inside of Rebekah was two nations. Those two nations was the Gentile nation, Esau being Edom, and the Jewish nation being Jacob. But the Bible tells us also in that 25th chapter that there was a day that Esau came in, a hunter, said that he was hungry and about to faint, and he asked Jacob to give him some of that red pottage that he had, and Jacob said to him, I will, but give me your birthright. The Bible tells us that Esau really had no interest at all in any birthright. So he did that which Jacob asked him to do. You see, this Bible tells us that for 400 years that there would be a group of people, a nation. And the Bible tells us that no man could buy them. The Bible tells us that they were sinners because of sin. For 400 long years was their final sentence. Not like this nation had not been judged before because of sin, but at this time the sentence was far longer than before, 400 long years. And that nation whom has been sentenced by God to serve out their 400 years sentence, the Bible said, and no man could buy them. Our dear beloved brother, Dr. Martin Luther King was not able to buy them out of their 400 years of affliction. Malcolm X was not able to get them out of their 400 years of affliction. Our beloved President Barack Obama was not able to bring them out of their 400 year sentence. Only he, their Redeemer, could redeem them from their sin. But the Bible tells us that when that 400-year period shall come to an end, and it has come to an end, the Bible tells us that then the Almighty God said, then the nation whom thou hast served will I judge. The Bible clearly lets us know that judgment first began in the house of God. We have experienced the judgment of God for 400 long years. Now judgment has fallen on another nation. What are you trying to say, messenger? I'm trying to say that if you are at the sound of my voice and you are of that nation, and my counsel to you this morning is that if you have stolen, then my counsel is that you give back. If you are that other nation and this morning and you have found yourself doing some evil, then my counsel to you this morning is turn that thing around. My counsel to you this morning is that if you are that other nation and you have stole or removed a landmark, my counsel to you this morning is to return back that landmark, that land in which you stole. My counsel to you this morning, if you are that other nation and you have something to do with some evil where one may be locked or confined in prison, my counsel to you this morning is to make that thing right in which that you made wrong. That's my counsel this morning. We know that God is no respecter person. God will send a Jew to hell just like he will send a Gentile to hell. If we don't believe in him whom God has sent. I stopped by this morning to encourage you this morning that God is good. And let you know that God is good and all the time he is good. The Bible tells us that Jesus and in Matthew's the fifth chapter, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.